Congratulations, you have made it over halfway through the week. Welcome to day 5, being inspired. We often go through life comparing ourselves to others around us. With social media growing in popularity and becoming such a huge part of our daily lives, we often surround ourselves with content that makes us feel worse about ourselves rather than with content that inspires us and boosts our confidence. We are so prone to social comparisons and our minds don't take in realistic reference points. They soak up everything that we see. Research shows that upward social comparisons can often lead to low self-esteem. For example, comparing our lives to the lives of the rich and famous. It also identifies a strong correlation between social media usage and self-esteem. More use equals lower self-esteem. We're constantly judging ourselves and comparing ourselves to others. The reference points that we choose can play a huge part in how we feel, whether that be good or bad. Medvick et al. Conducted research that shows people's emotional responses to events are influenced by their thoughts about what might have been. They analyzed the emotional reactions of bronze and silver medalists at the 1992 Summer Olympics and identified that bronze medalists tend to be happier than silver medalists. This was because bronze medalists' reference point was the alternative outcome of not getting a medal at all, whereas the silver medalists' reference point was the alternative outcome of winning the gold. Whatever your reference point, the outcome will differ. It is so important that we choose who and what message we allow into our lives on a daily basis. Are you scrolling through feeds of inspirational and motivational content? Or are you looking at others, comparing yourself and knocking your self-esteem in the process? Now more than ever, we might catch ourselves using social media and technology more. That's okay, and it's completely understandable. We don't need to stop using these platforms altogether. However, we do owe it to ourselves to consciously consider what we fill our minds with every time we do use social media. It's easy to turn this experience around from a negative one to a very positive one. Fill your feed with inspiring people and inspiring quotes. Follow those that are doing good in the world. Look at images that spark joy and creativity. Read posts that make you feel motivated and happy. And if you are someone who is already very conscious of their social media usage and reference points, then use today to look further than social platforms. Extend this challenge outwards to include the podcasts you listen to, books you read, and even to the people you interact with on a regular basis. Fill your life with inspiring people and people that make you feel motivated and happy.